This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, we're holding over here in the middle of Nun Vav, where he speaks about Shikras HaTorah. He really goes to town. And therefore it's not possible for Klal Yisrael to lose the tzut Torah in any fundamental way. Okay, good. Let's see now. So there's another reason why we have Shikras HaTorah. In other words, before he listed the fact that Torah be'etzim is kind of very difficult to attain, it's something that's ruchni and so on. So it's like somebody doesn't have much money to invest. Person who has money to invest, invests it wisely. But the person who has very little money thinks like this. With the money that I have, I'm not going to become a millionaire. And he sits doing nothing. So he sits around and fritters because the person feels he's not going to become terribly wealthy. So what's the point of it? I guess this was before you could buy bitcoins and stuff like that. At least let me have, I could become a little better than I am. I can do something if I use the money wisely. I won't have to go begging. I'll have panasa. In other words, and this is, by the way, psychologically, one of the reasons why in yeshivas, it's always fascinating. You get yelled at with the following nusach. I don't understand you. Look at this boy. He's doing so well, and yet he works so hard and puts him around. You who are barely passing, what you should certainly be doing a lot more work. That's kind of the stuff we tell kids. But the psychologically, it's the opposite. The biggest promoter of success is success. A kid that's doing well in yeshiva will want to do well in yeshiva, will want to put work in to do well in yeshiva because he keeps getting very positive reinforcement. The kid who's not doing well, and the difference between push yourself, not push yourself, is getting a 65 or a 73. So there's really very little incentive to get to do that. I mean, that's how we work. People want to do something where they get very good feedback. They know that they're not going to become the big gedolim gaonim. They completely give up on it. They basically spend the time doing things that don't help in learning. They hack in learning things that are not really of any worth. And those who are young, they don't learn. They're oisik in, it's much easier to be mefalpo rather than actually learning something and knowing it. People think that playing with this is going to be helpful. It's like somebody that forgoes being able something gold and is jostling for a pruta. Full the raki b'makom chidu dulba seichel v'ne mesiaches u'mestam lepilbo v'achum avesas emes v'chibaze yom lechidu debina v'yoyso yiroy shemis asik b'umnes sheish b'chachma when agaz yitz b'na umnes v'yoyim lechidu debtoy bina. If he's people say this type of pilpul sharpens the mind. He says so. Study something else; it'll sharpen the mind plenty. So he says an incredible attack. He says if a person learns some other chachma in an emistic way, it sharpens his mind for learning. You can genuinely say it's sharpening your mind for learning. If a person is mefalpel in Torah for sheker, then he's teaching himself how to not get to the point, and therefore he is really being ma'avis his mind. The question is always what are we attacking? The Maral himself has written some of the deepest svarim, both in halacha, in Agada, and in halacha he has a few svarim. They're very fascinating svarim. He goes to a sugya, and he will ask Taisus the kasha, and he might say his own teretz. It's a very very personal sefer, and he takes nothing for granted. Some of it is very deep. Some of it is pashut, and not that different than this. And the question really is, what is it? I mean, some person would consider the Maral to be, you know, over the top pilpul and so on and so forth. The type of pilpul that he's talking about that was common in his days was really very very fascinating. We don't have much of it left because he couldn't write Sfarim with it. It's just incredibly endless. But it's a lot of assumptions that you could knock out at the assumption itself. In other words, if we would say this would be like this, and then this is this. And the first yesod of what we would call today appropriate lamdas is that if your assumption doesn't make sense, then you should stop at that point. They had nothing like that. They also made incredible assumptions about the structure of the Gemara, that every person, every Hava Minin knew the Maskana, but held differently. And the little bit that they have is really kind of, you know, incredibly over the top, where you have to hold in mind 101 different things to simultaneously, and it's endless pulpulim. So there was a sense people liked it a lot because they had to be very brilliant to be able to just keep track of everything. So I assume that's what he seems to be knocking, because his style is very direct. You never get a type of answer that if we assume A and B and C and D and E, we now have a teretz over here. That's not his style at all. His style is very direct. It's very deep, but it's one stop. He presents a chazal, let's say. It's sometimes we'll present two or three alternatives, how learn pshat, asks on each one, and then says his pshat, and that's it. But voy davar al yesi miguna, ki lefi miyot ha-secha she'esh lano, a roi sh'alimut besuda, there's a second chesan ha-secha. We should have a very structured learning. Ke isha she'ni yochal ela k'mashar adam, yesh v'makan she'an s'takin chesan. You're right. If a person is handicapped, so there are ways to deal with it. Use a stick, use a brace, use something. So they need a very artificially structured learning to get somewhere. All the various drachim that Rishonim imposed for Seyda Limud, and So it's a very interesting statement he says about himself. He basically says, I know that if somebody didn't get it when he was learning Gur Aryeh, he's not going to get it when he's learning Tiferet Yisrael, he's not getting it somewhere else. Like, why am I talking so much? I made my statement, it's available. If somebody wants to follow it, he'll follow it. So he says, I'm just so broken by it that I feel a need just to express myself wherever I can. It's a very, very open statement. But Luli Aftach Zeshem Nazarek V'chatzom Neotam Yisrael. Ki Seida Halimu Chesira V'Seinu Shechach Ma'olam In Echad Ho'lach B'Zeh. No one follows it. V'Zeh Ki Aseichel Shorok Ma'odam Tzorech Achon Yisrael Lim Zayisoy. The reason why you need it to follow that is because it's something that's so beyond us. You need to have more chon, and that's why you have to wait. V'ashe kono yisrael tzorech achon yisrael shayisoy mimenu. And that's why you have a say that first the person needs to learn mikra, So Torah is the root. Torah shebal peh is the hemshich. L'chein sidra chak hamishna, was the yochalama eres hamitzim uhusa. L'amna tam jones kar mishna, So there's a certain order, a certain appropriate order of having Mikra first, Mishnah second, and Gemara third. V'dovah z'dayim le'ilon shunatua al-pal gemayim. Asher shoyosh yisoy de'emet baretz, v'chay kach maschah in latis la'poal, v'motzi anofim. V'adayim v'fol gomach shilinu motzi anofim k'tan la'poal. So there's a certain order in which things grow. They start with a small root, and then they move on and they become a trunk and branches and twigs. But once you have everything, even though you keep growing more, but it's already there's a certain level at which it's called a tree. So Torah itself is the shoresh, but you really don't know what to do until you start the Mishnah. Asha Mishnah lumen eches amitzah mehusa. Av lumen na Mishnah kol hachilukim shaychal mitzah shem chalukim dakim, se enoi, ki maledei alimut, shemekoach hatayim ish lumot chalukim harbe, ad ki moitza naf hachanaf, ad ki yag lumayel mal roech v'gever in kreitz. Ki tamid yoch lahoysa loitzi mitalma dovin teich dover in kreitz. So the Mishnah is your basic description of the mitzvah, and Talmud is a constant process we live learning more and more. So this is the way a person should be working. That's Seder Advarim. We'll see in a minute. The Mikra, Mishnah, and the Talmud. The reason why the Mishnah did not explain itself totally, and it's really kind of cryptic, is because Torah is an ongoing process. Torah is klolim that demand more and more learning to bring out the protein. And as a person is explaining the Mishnah, he brings out the different nafkaminas, the different ramifications, and so on. So this is all part of that process. So all of Talmud is really this process of bringing out, you know, the constantly mina koach lapol and so on. So the Chalke HaSeichel is called Chachma Bina or Chachma Das and Tvuna. The Pasuk is by Bezalel, and this is in the world of Chachmas Apnim. Kiyadua Chachma Bina and Das are the three Chalukim of Seichel. The Mishnah is Das, Shemishu de la hafchem in dava le dava, but dava is an ikra das, kashial ben dava le dava. Lachain kovu habdola b'chayna das. So the normal structure is very interesting. The normal structure of Chacham Bina Das is Chacham Bina Das, where Das is seen as being the final result. The language used in this form is the Chacham is like the father, it sows the seed. Bina is like the mother, develops the idea, and Das is the child that's born, the product of it. He has the order differently. So even though Das comes second, but Bina is a constant process to bring out Das. So he's sort of rectifying the way the Seder Advarim that he gives by saying that it's true Das. In other words, like this, let's understand the point he's making. Torah itself, the side of Torah is the root. That's Pashut. The Mishnah is a sampling, so to speak, of Piskei Halachas. Now, the tachlis of learning is to work out all the other details. So the process of Bina, so now when the Gemara had the Mishnah in front of him, and the Mishnayos are extremely laconic and very, very cryptic. You start using Tvuna Bina to work on it, and then you bring out the bottom line. It's like Lamashal, when a person is studying something, so you first show people a finished product. Like, this is how you solve this math problem, this is how you solve this math problem, this is how you solve this math problem. Now, here are some problems, go and solve them. So you start by giving finished solutions as examples, and then you make that the shoresh. The Mishnah are the Piskei Halachos that we have. Now the Gemara is there to understand how we got to it, and therefore how do we apply it in other places. When I look at a halacha, I have to ask myself, what exactly is this hagdara? What's its shoresh? And therefore, how would I apply it further on? I once told somebody, I told him the Gemara came before the Mishnah, and the person thought I was off my raka. And I said, the Mishnah that we have is the result of people understanding the halacha and then putting it down in a certain bottom line. The Mishnah we have in front of us is the result of a process. But it's really so we have it, and our job is to unpack it. So his main point is, and he's going to explain it, that we skip the stage of Mishnah, and we do not, and we also don't do Mikra well enough, and therefore we mess up things. The word yiratek means that if things get messed up, if he keeps on pushing, he will get to what's in it. And the Gemara, my God, like God. So as long as you push, Amud Barzel's Mishnah Pirse Ke Adam Mugashim Tzach Adam El Bachani Yisera Shekaba Asech Shuchsimen Kachtav Zetzer Kachpula VaMishnah Kachpul Zeshet Nasi Vatusa. Bata Bederes Halalu. Besides the fact that the Atziat Teshmaya, so it's the mystical part of it, so the first reason why Dursa Shainim had it better is because they were closer to Shparachu. They had a real Kiyah Torah. We flipped everything around and we go topsy-turvy. Masa Nakrat and Gemara. They start Gemara at the age of 8 or 9. Vichi Erech Sechel Zeroy Elof. Ubavada Sech Hashem Mesechsa Adam in the Kiratz Adam. A kid can't understand it really. And therefore, anything you can't understand doesn't stay with you. Ubifrata Teresh Sech Alion Aloiki Alakoil. Vishvilkach in Dava Kalius never in the other Kratera, which is Bala Maila. Shekaram Sechis Chagigalo Yachena Zov Suchis, Morosically Paz. And the Tayer Shekosh and President Zal Paz, and Nechel Odinkli Schuchis. If you came Marekish and Arla Gemara, where Iker Tayer Sheshla Kimas Odom, who gives the Yankee. The Hosel of Atolik, as Ikna Cotton Bishanim, Dovashem Zahasichle. So a kid learns something that he can't learn, he doesn't have it. One of the fascinating things is in Eretz Yisrael, we still be amazed. They start Aleph Beis with boys at the age of 3. It takes them months and months and months to learn it. The girls in Beis Yaakov have an inferior chinuch, and because of the misogynist nature of Eretz Yisrael chinuch, so they start learning how to read at 5, 6. It takes them 6 weeks, and they master the Aleph Beis. So either they're much brighter than the boys, or we're spending an awful lot of time trying to teach something that's not age appropriate. By the time they leave, they don't know anything. Couldn't care about it. It's not only that it's a problem in the learning process, it's a problem that he doesn't really care to keep it. So two things. First of all, they learn it prematurely. They have no interest in retaining it, and therefore they forget it. But they have no halacha. What do? You have to understand, he lived at the time when Shacharach and Ramah, the Levush, those forum were published, the beginning of Halacha Lemaisa's forum, which he feels is a terrible idea. It's very interesting. My Shver al-Mashlechan of Racha, you know, anyone in his door, they like to paskin from the Gemara and Tosfos. You know, if he asked you a Shaila or something, or Shaila came up, he would usually challenge you, bring me Raya's. And the fact that, yes, I know what Shachar says, but that's not the way a Talmud Chacham should paskin. You know, go from the Gemara, apply the Gemara, which and you should be able to do it yourself. So they learn Gemara, and then Falach Lamaisa, they learn the Kitzurim. Kitzurim in his day was Shulchan Ramah, but that's considered to be like the Gemara itself. So we have Kitzur the Kitzur. There's a famous, who said it? I think the Sansa said that the reason that the Chaya Adam was a brilliant Chibur, because everything has a Kitzur, Kitzur Shulchan, Kitzur this, but Kitzur Chaya Adam, nobody's going to put out a Kitzur Chaya Adam. So it was a brilliant name to give. So he says, "Vehine in very more of this election, vehine hef chafre ilon." They go backwards. Kasheres roshir netur koydem v'noisel anofim. You should have the roots which bring out the anofim. Oisin hefichse. Yeshchal das kasheres shechibar poiskim v'chibar kal derse. Those who made this gemara, the beseisa, this farm, beseisa and Ramon, so they did the opposite. Kimshia gemara v'm der kvius. Their guide to help you understand Pshat in the Gemara. So they help us decide and understand which sugyas to prefer, which sugyas have to learn pshat and sugya and so on. But not that that becomes the sugya itself. Now, the fasting part is that there was a second side to it, and that was in 120 years ago, 150 years ago, people learned by rote a lot of Gemara and knew everything really, really stark. And it crumbled because when people started, when universities became open and people started going, they discovered that they felt that learning was a mindless memorization of kind of minor details, whereas university was very bright and a lot of thinking, a lot of analysis, and so on. And Reb Chaim's derech was a derech that actually opened up the mind, and people began to get a tremendous Talmud learning. Reb Solzalantis said Reb Chaim's derech is going to save the next star, and he was right. It's something that draws people in. It's something that people see a tremendous depth in Torah, and so on. But so to just drill is a problem. The and on the other hand, so it's interesting that in Brisk itself, they learn quite they don't go off into much twisting and turning in the pulpit. There's a lot of attempt to what's that word for it? A lot of attempt to define terms precisely and show the different nuances, but it's not as if there is a lot of branching and sub-branching and so on. The idea to learn all the different forms there are and all the different ways you can look at it is endless. Rav Shach told me once, I didn't go off into Rav Shach, but I once there from my son is bar mitzvah, and Rav Shach launched into a tirade, Kedarka B'Kodesh, about the Derech Halimut. And he said that it's the booklets have ruined, the books have ruined the yeshivas. I know what he said. Yeah, Reb Shimon, Reb Ochper, like he was said, my sefer does not belong in the yeshiva. I don't allow it in the yeshiva. Yeshiva book should be learning the Gemara with the basic Rishonim and Ktzos and maybe Rekivega. That's it. That should be the entire sefer. And so the problem is that Lumdus became associated with a lot of sfarim, a lot of different shitas, and a lot of different this. When Lumdus should be a way of looking at a sugya, and Reb Nochum was arguably the great Lamdan of the Dor, he would learn the sugya with the main points the way he understood it and made his case why. He never went off into saying what others saying why it's not like that and why it is like that. It was his way of dealing with the point. If he happened to feel that a certain derech was right there, he would say it, and he would say, this is what the Rebbe says, this is the way the Chassam Sofer seems to learn. But he never went publicly, anything that he knew was there for him to use, but he didn't use it. It was, and that's why we learned that in a Zman, we'd learn about 35 blot. Every mesechta that I remember in the Zman, one Zman, you learn about it, you needed two storm to keep up with him, but he didn't skip anything. And he went through it. He pointed out the main points, laid down the sugya, and moved. He never digressed, never needed to feel that he needs to spend more time in a sugya because it's pastish, that it's not enough lumdus. Yeah, I mean, the problem is it's a vicious cycle. A yeshiva that Bochum that goes quicker and Bochum might know something, that becomes a damaging item on your resume. So if you want a good shidduch, you can't be learning that way. It's a real problem. There's no sense that there's a sugya and knowing something is actually what Torah is about. Now, the flat knowing, where sometimes you test Bachman, you see there's no deeper sense of what of what something is. The Lumdus opened up a deeper Havana And that's and that was an incredible move forward to in many ways, but it has to be. You have to keep the big picture in place. And all the big people that said Shurim, that was the way they said it. They said the sugya the way they understood it. Reb Zelig Epstein told me, well, I asked him, is it true that we learn much slower? He said, of course. He said, Reb Shlomo Hyman said a shir on a day that he said a kibbega in shir, it was a yontif. So I looked at him blank, like every shivatana says over a kibbega. So he said, if you would have heard him how he said Ikibeika, you would understand what I'm talking about. He said you could lick your fingers when he said Ikibeika. It meant he brought out the point of Ikibeika. He helped you understand what Ikibeika is driving at and what a ramification of what he said. Learning something lumdus has to do with a quality of something rather than just a quantity of different possibilities. And it's something that's very hard to. It's a tie, you know, people with machon a certain way and so on. But Akapanim, his point is his point. We're going to have to hold it here. And I was hoping to finish the Perek so that we could, in line with what he says, we could keep going further. But I might, next week, I'm going to be in Dallas. So the time is not going to work good for me. It's an hour behind. Maybe, I don't know. I don't want to take a chance and let up the we're supposed to be in that stroll the 2 weeks afterwards. Right now they've closed that stroll to foreigners. We are Israeli citizens. We'll be in touch. Right now, next week, there will not be a share. Bez Hashem, the 2 weeks afterwards, we'll sort of play it by ear. I'll see what the matzav is. We might end up staying, but here in the States, depending on what's going on. Okay, Alutka Hanukkah, Kol Tov.
For also the Agudah Convention panel.
Uh-huh, okay. Did we solve all the world's problems, or is some left? I think it's always funny that, you know, we're supposed to sit there at the dinner and solve all the world's problems, but okay, you know, I do think people relish the discussion. And the fact that format allows for a lot of open speaking that's not usual in the more formal settings, where people voice real problem in language that's really, you know, listen, there's a lot out there and a lot of difficult things. And being able just to talk about it and to understand it, I think, is in itself a good thing. That I think is good. Okay. Beseda, Kol Tov. Bye.